There's a movement to get rid of the car horn because people are becoming too aggressive and it causes road rage. When was the last time you used your car horn? Was it for good? Was it for evil? What were the reasons? Raven, I've selected five car horns. Can you guess the car?
Oh, I can't wait to play this game.
Ready? Here's the first one.
Go. That is some sort of Chevy. That is a Chevy Impala. What is it? Chevrolet something, a GM something.
That is a Jeep Gladiator Rubicon.
Okay, I wouldn't have guessed that one. I got that one wrong.
How about this one? Seems polite, right?
One more time.
Want to hear it again?
That is a Honda Accord. Honda Accord.
That is a Ford Ranger, which I felt like should have felt more strength and manly.
It definitely should have been more masculine. I have a Ford Ranger in the parking lot right now. Guess what? My horn is beefier than that.
Okay, how about this one?
I mean, that feels like Ranger to me, but I'm going to go with Chevy Impala again.
What's up with you and Chevy Impala?
Oh, no, it's the only thing I can think of right now of a sudden.
That's a Bentley.
Oh.
That is a Bentley
How was I ever going to guess that? I ain't never heard one of them. It's the kid from the hood.
Come on, man.
How
about this one?
That is a Honda Accord.
That is a Toyota RAV4.
I mean, that's really close, though. Come on.
How about the most obnoxious sound in the world?
I mean, obviously, I can't win this game.
What could this possibly be, Raven?
Is it a Cybertruck?
It is a Cybertruck.
Oh, yeah!
What do you think about car horns? They're so divisive because some people use them so freely and you're like, get that person off the road.
I will never even use it actually in public now. I just feel like it's far too aggressive. It definitely says, I want confrontation.
Yeah, me too. When was the last time you used your car horn and why? Andre?
Yeah, I used my car horn and last night was the last time I did it. And I did it kind of aggressively.
Okay.
I'm coming home from work and this idiot decides to cut me off. Almost hits my bumper, so yeah, I beat the horn so that he knew he was in the wrong.
Yeah,
how
smart.
Close I was.
Yeah, how long did you hold it?
Probably about a good 30 seconds.
Whoa,
that's a long time.
I did it a long time.
Yeah.
Just to be annoying to the guy.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. What happened after that?
What was his reaction?
Did you get out and wrestle on the side of the road? Did he go on about his life and went on about yours?
He tried to brake check me, but it didn't work.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. It's the whole thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andre. We've all been there. I'm glad you survived it.
Thank you, Andre. See, that's exactly why we got to get rid of horns, though.
Yeah.
Hi, Lynn. Last time you use a horn, are you a horn person?
Not really, but I just used my horn about 4 minutes ago.
Okay,
why?
What happened?
There's a car next to me weaving back and forth, almost hit me once, so I kind of didn't want to use the horn. The second time, almost slams into the side of my car, so I go around past him or her, I didn't know, and then I look over and there's a person bent over the seat. I don't even see the head, and then comes up with an Egg McMuffin in his hand. I guess he dropped his sandwich and was all over the road trying to get it.
Oh, I dropped my water bottle yesterday. I had a major conundrum. It was the same thing. I was like, am I going to get it? I'm like, I'm so thirsty. I could see it out of the corner of my eye, but I'm driving 65. This doesn't seem like the right time.
All I need to know is, was it egg side down? Was it still in the roll? Was it in the wrapper? Like, I have to know these things.
You eat it regardless.
Lynn, you know, I get it. I'm sorry you had to use your horn, but it was an Egg McMuffin on the floor.
I mean, I understand that. 1-800-330-9999. The last time you used your car horn, what happened and why? Identify this car brand by its horn. Ready?
All right. You proved your point.
Do you need it again?
One more time. Yeah, it's definitely a Chevy Impala.
It is a Honda Pilot.
Oh, come on! I mean, all right, I'm terrible at that game. I should have been more specific that I could identify import or domestic horns from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, I mean, what kind of nonsense?
I got to narrow it down.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They've changed the horn sounds over the last couple of years. Maybe the licensing is different. I don't know.
There is a movement for people to stop using their horns. And the reason why is because it's causing a lot of aggression on the roads. And the truth of the matter is that there are times where you certainly need to use your horn.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're there. And there's times you don't. When was the last time you used your horn and why? 1-800-330-9999. There is a movement to get rid of car horns because it causes too much aggression on the roads.
Mm.
There's sometimes you just need your car horn.
Yeah.
When was the last time you used it and why? 1-800-330-9999. Victor.
Well, I want to make sure that it works all the time. And I drive in like 24/7. And so I just trying to get out of my driveway. And someone was backing out of my driveway. So I hauled the horn for like probably a minute. What was this guy trying to do? It's crazy.
I once got off the highway one time, and I was in a friend's borrowed truck, brand new, black and red truck. I'll never forget it. Super hot. It was like a Blazer GT or SRS back in the day when that was like the thing to have. And this guy in a box truck, while I'm sitting at a red light off the highway, put it in reverse and backed up while I leaned on the horn the entire time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then when the cops showed up, he tried to tell them I rear-ended him. It was crazy. The worst part is, though, I told him, I said, man, your karma's got to be so upside down. I'd hate to be your kid crossing the street in the next couple days. And that's a terrible thing to say.
That's not, you don't say that to people.
Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. But you know something? Get a dash cam.
Mm-hmm.
Do yourself a favor. Alyssa, last time you had to use your horn, what happened? Are you a horn blower?
I never used to be, and now I travel with an infant in my car, so I'm a little more picky about when people cut me off.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I was like waiting. I was in my lane to turn to go home, and someone cut me off right before I needed to turn. And so I definitely honked at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially at the end of a long day, the horn fuse gets shorter.
I think when you have kids in your car, you become more hyper-vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's one way to view it, right? The horn thing. Hyper-vigilant versus a little aggressive.
Yes.
Right.
Thanks, Alyssa. Molly, last time you used your car horn?
Last night, it was like 10 o'clock, bringing my daughter home from soccer. I live on a rural road coming down my driveway, and there's like a 300-pound bear in my driveway.
Oh, that's a good time to use the horn.
Right.
That's a good time.
What did the bear do?
I used the horn. I laid on the horn. He looked at me like I had two heads and continued on.
Yeah.
They're not safe, but I felt like it was the only way I could defend myself and my kid.
Yeah.
Was to lay on the horn to scare him away, but obviously it didn't work, and we sat in the car for 20 minutes waiting for the bear to leave.
You'd be lucky if he doesn't turn back around and eat that horn tomorrow. Good luck.
Probably, because 2 months before that, my husband had a bear on top of his Subaru in the driveway.
Oh
my
gosh. Well, everybody knows that bears love Subarus,
yeah.
So that's almost his fault for parking there.
One time my car was attacked by a fleet of wild turkeys, and I laid on the horn, and they didn't care.
No.
They kept pecking at my car. They were looking for blood.
They were like, it's going to take more than that,
right.
Sucker.
Right.
Mala, tell us, last time you used the horn, are you a horn blower? What happened?
All right. So it wasn't the last time I used my horn, but you're going to love this.
Mm.
I took my grandchildren to the beach. And it was a busy Saturday afternoon, and there were no more spots. And the one spot that I found, as I'm pulling in, I look over, and I can see someone servicing her boyfriend.
Oh.
And I had to beat my horn so that by the time I get out of the car, my kids wouldn't see this.
Yes.
And she did. And it was humiliating, and I couldn't move my car because there were no more spots. So I had to take that spot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have pulled away.
Yeah.
That's
but
awful.
I beeped, and she jumped up, and there you go.
Zola, I'm very, very sorry that happened, and I would also lean into my horn for that.
It's proper communication at that point. It was necessary, and you did it.
And I probably would video, too. I'm not even going to lie.